Chapter 9 A Picnic Surprise.
What a great day for a picnic, Henry said. Look, there's a good place, right there near the trees.
He parked his bike and took a blanket out of the basket. He and Violet spread the blanket out on the ground.
Jessie unstrapped a picnic basket from the back of her bicycle and put it on the blanket.
She opened it and took out knives, forks, spoons, plates, cups, and napkins.
I'm hungry, Benny said. I hope we brought lots and lots of food.
Don't worry, Benny. We have plenty,
Violet assured him. She unloaded sandwiches and fruit and some of Mrs. McGregor's homemade cookies from the picnic basket.
Just in case, I brought another box of cereal, Benny said. It's a good thing we got all those boxes of cereal when we went to the grocery store the other day.
Oh, Benny, Jessie laughed. Won't you ever get tired of eating silver frosted stars?
No,
said Benny.
It's the best cereal in the whole world. And in this box, maybe there'll be another silver star. I only need one more to send away for the special detective's badge.
He put the cereal next to him on the grass. Watch sat down next to Henry, keeping a close eye on the sandwiches. Watch liked peanut butter.
Sue Lee said, When is the tree being delivered for Grandfather's party?
This afternoon, Henry said. Grandfather is going to be in Silver City, so he won't see it arrive.
We can get up early tomorrow morning and make a few more decorations for the tree, Violet said, before we start getting ready for the party.
You don't think Mrs. McGregor will forget to make the birthday cake, do you?
Benny asked anxiously. Henry laughed. No, Benny. Mrs. McGregor won't forget the cake.
Don't worry.
Have a sandwich.
But Benny shook his head.
I'm going to open my new box of cereal,
he announced. He opened the box, got a cup, and poured out some cereal. He stopped and stared into the cup.
What is it, Benny? What's wrong?
Asked Sue Lee.
Look,
Benny said.
Look at the prize that came in my cereal.
He reached into his cup and pulled out the pink cabochon ruby ring.
Benny, it's a ring! A pink ring!
Violet cried.
It's beautiful,
Jessie said loudly.
What a great prize to find in a box of cereal!
At that moment, Watch growled. Henry grabbed Watch's leash and held on tightly.
Let me see the ring, Benny,
Jessie said. Benny handed his oldest sister the ring. She held it up high, so high that anyone in the park who was looking could see it. Suddenly, a voice said,
Well, 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 if it isn't the Aldens.
Startled, Jessie looked up, almost dropping the ring.
Miss Smits,
she gasped.
What are you doing in the park?
Miss Smits asked. She smiled.
We're having a picnic,
Benny said.
I'm having cereal. Look at the prize I found in the cereal box.
Miss Smits focused on the ring. Her eyes narrowed. Then she smiled again.
What a cute toy ring, she said.
It's a ruby ring,
Benny said. Henry gave Benny a warning look. Miss Smits laughed.
What a good imagination you have, Benny, to be able to pretend that a pink plastic ring is a real ruby.
Now Miss Smits was speaking in a loud voice, too. Then everything seemed to happen at once. Watch leaped forward to the end of his leash and began to bark. Someone burst out of the woods and pushed Jessie over, snatching the ring from her hand.
Stop, thief!
Henry cried. The thief ran right across the picnic blanket, kicking aside the picnic basket. The Aldens had a glimpse of someone in a tan raincoat with a hat pulled low on his forehead.
Stop!
Cried Miss Smits. She grabbed the thief by the arm. He pushed her, and the two struggled for just a moment. Then Miss Smits let go and fell down. The thief began to run. As he did, police officers surrounded the picnic. Two of them grabbed the thief by each arm. Two more officers grabbed Miss Smits and helped her to her feet.
and Mr. Bellows ran out to stand by the picnic blanket.
"Thank you," said Ms. Smits.
She tried to pull her arms free, but the officers held on.
"Let go,"
she said.
"Let me go."
She began to struggle. The boxcar children and Sue Lee and Watch got up and walked over to Ms. Smits. She stopped struggling and glared at everyone.
"Why are you treating me this way?" she demanded. "Is this the thanks I get for trying to prevent a robbery?"
"No," Jesse said. "That's not it. You won't get away with it this time, Ms. Smits. We know you have the ruby ring. Give it back."